The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the second chapter. Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And he assembled all the chief priests and scribes of the people and inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem, in Judea. For so it is written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod summoned the wise men secretly and ascertained from them what time the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word, that I too may come and worship him." After listening to the king, they went on their way. And behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them, until it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then, opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed to their own country by another way. This is the word of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. 13 days ago, we heard an angel of the Lord announce to a few shepherds outside of Bethlehem, Jewish shepherds, that a Savior had been born to them. Today in the Gospel, we have heard very clearly that God didn't limit this good news to the Jewish people. By means of a special star, he also announced the birth of his son to Gentiles living in a distant country. What a wonderful confirmation that the angel message of good news of great joy truly is for all the people, not just all the Jewish people, but all the people of the whole world. As we celebrate today, what's sometimes called the Christmas of the Gentiles, we consider what we can learn from these magi, wise men, who traveled so far because of a star. There's much that we'd like to know about the magi, much that God doesn't tell us in these 12 verses. What we have here, however, is what God wants us to know and to understand. We aren't told how many magi there were, nor precisely whence they came. But Matthew records that sometime after Jesus' birth, a number of magi arrived in Jerusalem. These magi were likely from the same class in society of which Daniel and the three young men became a part when they were brought to Babylon, wise men, enchanters, magicians, and astrologers. When they arrived in Jerusalem, they said that they had come in search of he who has been born king of the Jews. "We saw his star when it rose," they explained, "and we have come to worship him." How they came to connect the rising of this star with the birth of a Jewish king isn't clear. Perhaps there was a direct revelation from God. If they came the 500 miles from Babylon, as tradition suggests, it may be that they had read the oracles of Balaam, who had lived in that general area centuries earlier. When the king of Moab had hired Balaam to curse the people of Israel as they were about to enter the promised land, one of Balaam's prophecies went in part, "I see him, but not now.
I behold him, but not near. A star shall come out of Jacob, and a scepter shall rise out of Israel. A star, a scepter. These words recorded in the Hebrew scriptures, and perhaps in other documents as well, may have been the reason they decided to journey to Jerusalem. However it is that they came to believe, as they did, concerning the significance of this star, when they got to Jerusalem, it was a word from God through his prophet Micah that directed them to Bethlehem. And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel. With this word from God, the Magi turned toward Bethlehem. And behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was. The miraculous way God led these Gentiles to their Savior by means of a special star is wonderful to see. But as we marvel at God's grace and power revealed here, we shouldn't ignore the fact that he used more than just a star. The common, ordinary, written word of God in Scripture was also involved. It's important that we recognize this because God hasn't promised to provide any of us with a special revelation by dream or vision, or a star. Yet what he's given us is indeed far better. It's always available and it's absolutely dependable. He's provided us with his word, written down for us. It's important that you pay careful attention to what it says, that you become convinced by it that you are a lost and condemned sinner with no hope in yourselves. But not just this, also that you learn from his word to know for certain that the Lord Jesus has redeemed you from sin and death by his perfect obedience, along with his bitter suffering and death on the cross. This word of God also sustains you in the faith and trains you in righteousness until at last you enjoy all that it has promised in the glory of God's presence. The experience of the Magi points out another important lesson for us. Matthew writes that when Herod heard what the Magi had said, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Imagine what the Magi must have thought. They had come to Jerusalem expecting to find every face beaming with joy, everyone talking about a newborn king, the whole city wild with excitement. Instead, they found everything quiet. No one seemed to know anything about the king they had come such a great distance to see. When people heard why they had come, with their king they were profoundly disturbed and troubled. It would have been quite understandable if the Magi had imagined that they must have been mistaken, and they quietly returned home, ashamed of their apparent foolish excitement over nothing. Instead, the Magi simply believed what God had revealed to them by his star and told them through his word, and they proceeded on to Bethlehem. It's probably not all that difficult to imagine yourself in their position. Listening to co-workers or acquaintances explain the meaning of Christmas is often enough to make you really wonder, how is it that so many good and sincere people can be so totally wrong? Are their lives really so devoid of any understanding of the divine grace and mercy of God that's shown in Christ? Hasn't any of the light of God's love penetrated the darkness of their life, caused by sin and death. In situations such as these, situations in which we often find ourselves, we need to remember with the Magi that truth is not necessarily found with the majority. To follow Christ sometimes means to be alone and ridiculed, just as he was. As Christ himself warned, wide is the gate and broad the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. But small is the gate and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it. One more point in the reading is worth noting. Going into the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. The Magi had believed in Christ all along, since the moment they were persuaded that the star they saw from the distance east was the star of a newborn king of the Jews. Now, when they finally saw him, they didn't find him in a magnificent palace, surrounded by luxury and comfort with servants galore, but rather in a simple house, cared for only by a young mother and her husband, he a common laborer. Confronted by such an ordinary and lowly sight, their faith might have received a fatal shock. But they don't seem to have worried about what their eyes saw. They knew that the word of God could not be wrong, and the wonderful star that had led them to this house. So they persisted in their faith and bowed down on their knees with their foreheads to the ground, worshiping the child and honoring him with their precious gifts. No matter the appearances, this was the one born the King of the Jews, Savior of the world. How often don't we also have only God's word to which we can cling? A fragile baby lies in a lowly manger. The word identifies him as the mighty God, Creator and Savior of all people. Ordinary tap water is applied to the head. The word says that through it, God is giving new birth by the Spirit, that he is working faith and life. We receive a thin wafer and a sip of wine. The word tells us it is truly Christ's body and blood, and that in eating and drinking it, we receive forgiveness of sins and spiritual strength. Everything is going wrong in your life. Your family is falling apart. Sickness and frailty only increase. Financial problems grow. Difficulties and disasters abound. God's word says to you, I have loved you with an everlasting love. I am working all things together for your good. As the casket is closed and the vault is sealed, it seems this is the end. The word says, nothing shall separate you from the love of God in Christ Jesus. Whoever believes in me will never die. The word says to you today, whether Jew or Gentile, Christ came for you. The child whose arrival was heralded by a star, who came in accordance with God's word to fulfill his word, is your Savior, God's answer to your sin, the one in whom he gives you life and salvation. God give you grace to hear and study and be able to call to mind his word. God give you strength to cling to his promises, even when it seems no one else does. And God give you confidence to know its truth, when everything around you suggests the contrary, then you too will be a wise man, or woman, or child, wise unto salvation through faith in Christ Jesus, your Lord and Savior. Peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord, to life everlasting.